Police on the streets of Istanbul fired rubber bullets and arrested 200 people after these clashes yesterday that you're hearing there. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's crackdown continues. Last month, a referendum that helped Erdogan stay in office and expand his power. Now, nearly 4,000 civil servants have been purged from their jobs over the May Day weekend, and the government blocked its citizens' access to Wikipedia. Meanwhile, Erdogan has earned praise from President Donald Trump and is due to visit the White House in 2 weeks. Mihir Zainalov is chief editor of the Globe Post, and he says you can trace this crackdown to the failed coup of last year.
The crackdown in Turkey is so staggering that more than 140,000 people have been dismissed since the military coup attempt, while only, you know, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 people are directly involved in the coup. And that includes, you know, doctors, you know, baklava sellers, even soccer referees, you know, midwives, housewives, a lot of people from different, you know, walks of life that have no connection absolutely with the coup.
What's the advantage of blocking Wikipedia? It seems like such basic information on the internet. What's Erdogan afraid of here?
Well, it's not surprising that Turkish government is going after every website or everything on the internet that they deem as something that's defaming their image if there's any left. And they are basically blocking because there were several articles that said that Turkey had ties with the ISIS. They asked Wikipedia to remove those articles. And when Wikipedia refused to do that, they shut it down completely until they remove it. When they remove it, they promised that they will reopen it.
And so this all seems like a strategy to divide and conquer civil society. You mentioned purges across the government, but also crackdowns on political groups all across the middle and the left in Turkey. This is widespread.
Exactly. The problem with Turkey is that whenever there is a crackdown on the opposition, President Erdogan is very successful because the opposition is so divided and he's exploiting those fault lines within the opposition to make sure that whenever he goes against one group, others will remain silent. And that was true in the media, too. Whenever he went to one journalist or shut down one media outlet, others just cheered it because they thought that they would be the next. And eventually they were the next. And that's the reason why the Turkish opposition cannot come together and challenge the government.
Mihir, here at home, President Trump, of course, has pretty deep business interests in Turkey himself. He shocked a lot of people when he offered praise for Erdogan after the referendum last month that helped him consolidate his power there. Is President Trump's support for Erdogan perceived in Turkey? Do people on the streets have this sense that the Americans are on the side of the government here because of what President Trump said?
Well, it was surprising. You know, last summer when there was election campaign in the United States, President Erdogan actually blasted candidate Trump for being an Islamophobe. And when he saw that that there's a chance that he may win and the Clinton administration would be actually worse in terms of not supporting Turkey's policies in Syria and extraditing that Turkish cleric who is Erdogan's foe in Pennsylvania, they, you know, had this gambit to support President Trump. And whenever he was elected, Turkish government was so euphoric. But of course, broad segments of Turkish society do not support him. His favorability rating is so low in Turkey. President Erdogan will be entertained by President Trump at White House this month. This sends every kind of negative signals to Turkish dissidents, Turkish opposition back in Turkey, and also a very misleading message to President Erdogan. And President Erdogan will be here with three things on his agenda. One of them is he will ask Trump administration to halt support for Syrian Kurds who are fighting against ISIS, and also hammer out some kind of a deal with an Iranian gold trader, Reza Zarrab, who bribed Turkish officials to bypass U.S.-led sanctions, who is sitting in a federal prison in Manhattan, and also extradite Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is accused of being the mastermind of the failed coup last summer.
Praise from America's president for Turkey's president amid a crackdown on political diversity, internet sites, and civil servants in Istanbul, protesters in the streets there. Mihir Zainalov, chief editor of the Globe Post, thank you so much.
Thank you.